With collagen being one of the hottest products on the market right now, fast development across health, wellness and beauty industries, we've all seen it. We've got a spotlight on a new collagen about to hit the market in Australia, and I have one of the gurus from Gelida, Susan Lesser, here to discuss it. How are you going?
Hello, everyone. Nice to talk to you. Nice to be here today.
Welcome to the Body Science Podcast, bringing you everything you need, want, and should know about health, fitness, nutrition, and training. As always, the information contained in this podcast is for the information purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or be prescriptive to treat, prevent, or manage any injury, disease, or other health-related condition.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Collagen Regenerate, Australia's first advanced collagen peptide for tendons and ligaments, supported by intensive clinical trials, research, and a comprehensive AIS study. Collagen Regenerate sits proudly within the body science range as the most researched and most versatile collagen on the market. Whether you're a professional athlete, functional trainer, recovering from injury, an endurance sports athlete, runner, weekend warrior, aspiring young athlete, or general elderly population, Collagen Regenerate has something to offer you. Exclusive to Body Science with 50 milligrams of vitamin C to assist in connective tissue synthesis, this product truly is in a league of its own.
Welcome to Body Science HQ, the world of fit, happy and healthy. And today, very honored to have Susan Lesser from Gelida on board to talk about a new product we're bringing to market called Collagen Regenerate. And one of the big things that's in Collagen Regenerate is a product called Tenderfort. Now, that hasn't hit the Australian shores before, Susan, has it? It's first to market?
No, it has not. First time, yes.
So you're going to tell us why we should consider Tenderfort.
Sure. Well, Tenderfort is our first bioactive collagen peptide to be launched exclusively in sports nutrition. And with this product, we target the strength of tendons and ligaments. We have done lots of research that we can talk about, case studies, actually with Australian athletes. I'll tell you all the story. And it's our first launch, and it's good for tendons and ligaments, which is very important for power and strength in sports, but mainly recovery from injuries and prevention of being away from sports for too long because of injuries. Yes. Every athlete gets injured. And also it's very good for performance because all the tendons and ligaments are also part of the muscle system that transforms like power into movement. So that's important too. And also return to play. So we have had cases with athletes who were injured and were able to return to sport using Tenderfort.
And look, when you talk about what athletes are paid these days and keeping them on the field, they want to stay on the field. I think this is a product that will go very well in that athlete population. And we'll talk a little bit more later on other populations that it'll work on outside of athletic populations, if that's good. But I just want to touch on something that you mentioned then. You use the word bioactive collagen. What does that actually mean?
Well, that means that we do a specific process to obtain the biologically active fractions of the collagen. So how that all works. It's all collagen hydrolysate, collagen peptide. So we produce the bioactives from the breakdown of collagen protein. And of course, when you eat collagen protein or collagen peptides, we have this perception that the gut breaks down the collagen into amino acids and small peptides and all is absorbed as amino acids. But that perception is wrong and we can touch on that later. But specifically what we do, we hydrolyze the collagen protein into specific peptides fractions. So at Gelida, we have like more around 150 years of research into collagen. So we have been able to specify and to identify what is it in collagen that really delivers a specific benefit. So today we know that within this chain of amino acids in collagen, we can separate the most bioactive, most optimal fractions that have a benefit to the target cell. So all this connective tissue all engages with the connective tissue in the body, which is made of collagen, but each part of this connective tissue has got a specific cell, and this cell has an affinity for a specific bioactive collagen peptide. So basically what we do is to do a specific hydrolysis of the collagen peptides, yes, and we obtain the most bioactive fraction from that protein, and we separate that, and we put that into a product that it's more optimal, has got an optimal benefit compared to the normal collagen hydrolysate.
Okay, so the bioactive aspects that we're talking about here are along the lines of ligaments and tendons. So
ligaments and tendons, yes.
Just for our female athletes out there to start with and us guys over 50s, it's still going to make our skin look good?
It will, yes, because that's a very good point, because this bioactive collagen peptides actually has got a very good affinity for the fibroblasts, which is a specialized cell of the connective tissue. So the fibroblast is found both in the skin and in the tendons and ligaments. It's precisely the same cell. And this specific fraction is able to stimulate the fibroblasts, for example, more than the chondrocytes. So the chondrocytes in the joints are a specialized cell of the connective tissue that talks to another bioactive collagen peptide, that talks to another different fraction. Yeah, so it's almost like a lock and key fit, like a docking station in your laptop. So we have this specific fraction, the peptide tendoforte, that connects very well, has got an affinity for the fibroblast and stimulates that cell of the connective tissue. So you have benefits to tendons and ligaments, yes, and you can have some benefit to the skin as well.
Nice. So talking about the breakdown for average Joe out there, like let's just jump on average Joe or the weekend warrior, why would they consider taking collagen, like tenderfoot collagen versus just a generic one they can buy in a supermarket?
It's because if you're doing sports, you're having an overuse of the tendons and ligaments more than any other tissue. Yes, of course, joints as well and other parts of the body. But some people are more prone to have like more of a tendon and ligaments issue. That's actually very common in sports. So Achilles issues, hamstring issues, all this is connective tissue, is tendons and ligaments. Yes, so with the overuse in sports, and actually not only sports, even daily activity, or even an ankle sprain when you're walking in the curb and just steps like unevenly, you can have a sprain. So we are using the connective tissue quite a lot, especially with sports, and that leads to the very common overuse injuries in sports. So by using the tendoforte, what it happens is this is specific collagen will be talking to the cells of the tendons and ligaments, the fibroblasts, and will stimulating their metabolism so that they are always renewing this tissue. Yes. So if there is an overuse and the breakdown is higher than the synthesis, the bioactive collagen peptide can help make the synthesis higher than the breakdown. So the tissue is always renewing and avoiding preventing injuries. Yes. Or if you're injured, that can help repair.
That's fantastic. So that's obviously an issue for people that are aging too, like aging populations?
Absolutely, because after a certain age, we start our synthesis of collagen really slows down. Yes. And then to make that synthesis higher than the breakdown is much more hard work for the body. So the bioactive collagen peptide can help in that aspect. So for aging, I think it's really the protein for aging. And that's how the collagen became known, actually, because of the aging of the skin and aging of the whole body decline. Yeah. So really is good for the prevention of the whole body decline, being skin number one and tendons and ligaments number two.
Can we step back a little bit now and dig a little bit deep on Gelita? Like it is a world known brand. It is a major researcher in science. Do you want to give us a little bit of feedback for our consumers out there? Because obviously when you walk through a pharmacy or a supermarket now, there's 50 collagens on the shelf and they range from $20 to $120. And it's very, it's very difficult to say what a good collagen is because they're all using the same logos, the same words. They're all claiming, you know, you can launch a rocket and go to see the moon if you want, if you take collagen. Like there's a lot of over claiming of what I think is a great material. And you guys are doing some really clever stuff in that area. And I think people need to know a little bit about the brand, if that's okay.
Absolutely. As you put very rightly, there is a lot of confusion in collagen. And it's our role as Gelita to resolve that space. So we are one of the first manufacturers of collagen protein and gelatin in the world. So our expertise dates from 150 years ago. It's a long time. So we started producing gelatin and researching into collagen protein. And then we got into the bioactive collagen peptides after much research and much investigation and experience, trial and error with the protein. So our product basically are substantiated by 150 years of research, in-house research in collagen. So that's why we go directly to the bioactive collagen peptides, because 20 years ago, when we published our first study, we did an ex vivo study in animals. And that's when we were able to see for the first time that, for example, a polypeptide, which is the bioactive collagen peptide now, so a peptide containing proline was more effective than giving proline amino acid alone.
Okay.
So the effect of a peptide potentiates the effect of one amino acid alone. And that's how we started with the bioactive collagen peptides. And what we see in the market is that, you're right, it's a huge confusion. I think most manufacturers just want to write collagen on the pack. We see that a lot. And just give like a very small quantity of collagen in general, like a generic collagen peptide that is not specified for any benefit. Yes, and when they are not specified, that signal and that stimulation is very low when you are looking for a specific benefit. I want to strengthen my tendons and ligaments, muscle facet tissue as well, for better performance, prevention of injuries or return to play. You want a specified collagen, yes? You want something more potent. And that's what we do compared to any other collagen. And we see the types as well, collagen type 1, type 2, type 3. I would really love to clarify that.
Yeah,
because
let's talk
we think
about that.
There's a big confusion.
Confuse
let's
me.
Talk about that. Yeah, because we of course, there are more than 28 types of collagen in the body.
28.
The distribution of collagen, around 28, yeah, yeah, that okay. we know of. So they are numbered according to the order that they are discovered in the body. So there must be more in the future.
You know, when this podcast comes out, someone's going to put collagen type 28. They're going to start talking about 28 collagens on a packet now.
No, they won't, because I'll tell you why.
Okay.
They won't, I'll tell you why. It's because, well, that's how the collagen happens in the body, right? Yep. The structure of collagen in the body is very complex. When you are starting to heal an injury, the layers of different types of collagen, it's huge. But that's how collagen happens in the body. Yeah, on the shelves is completely different, because on their shelves, we are giving the collagen hydrolysate. So the types are these kind of complex proteins as how they appear in the body and how they make the structure of the body. But when we produce collagen for nutritional purposes, we break down this complex structure. We hydrolyze the collagen protein.
Yeah.
So all we are left with is a chain of amino acid. Yes, when the type is the complex, is the structural protein and how it happens in the body. Like you have a wall, is a combination of brick. The collagen peptides is just like a sequence of bricks. Yeah. So it's completely independent of that structure. To have the effect of the bioactive collagen peptides, we have to break down the collagen type in the first place. So there is no more type involved. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
Because it's not a complex structure of the protein anymore. We don't give the protein, we give the peptide sequence. And from type 1, from type 2, the difference in terms of amino acid composition is very small. I think they are different by only 85%. And we have done all the trials in-house to see that actually confirm that the bioactivity of a peptide, of collagen peptides coming from type 1, doesn't differ from coming from type 2, yes, once it's hydrolyzed. So when you're talking hydrolyzed collagen peptides, including bioactive collagen peptides, the type doesn't matter, because the type is how it happens in the body. Yes, the bioactive collagen peptide, we have to break down this type in order to obtain the active sequences. So the type really doesn't matter. It's how it happens in the body.
Oh, that's interesting.
Not on the shelves.
There's a lot of misconception in the marketplace about that.
There is.
Let's dig deep. Still talking about Julieta, you guys have invested heavily in some research, and especially along the lines of Tenderfort. And we were even lucky enough in Australia for you to do the research here.
We did, yeah. Actually, in Australia, this is where everything started for the bioactive collagen peptide specifically. We started around 2016, actually, with the concept of this product, like creating this product. We had an Australian athlete called Jared Talon. He's an Olympic walker. And he was preparing to go to the Rio Olympics when he got injured. He had an Achilles tendon problem. Yes. And then we started using, we were talking about doing the research in the Australian Institute of Sport when the case came up. And so he started using Tenderfort for his Achilles tendinopathy in the preparation for the Rio 2016. And he's like 3 times world champion and Olympic record holder now for the 50 kilometers walk. And we were able to work with him and give Tenderfort to him as part of his training and rehabilitation to be able to compete. And he got a medal there.
So nice. Was, we love medals.
Really good. Yes. We love medals.
We
and
love
then
medals.
We decided to put that in who doesn't? Yeah, so actually Tendo Forte started in Australia. And yeah, so the case of this athlete was interesting and led to the Australian Institute of Sport to do one of our first studies with Tendo Forte. So they looked into, they got like some very interesting participants to the study. They got around 20 participants with chronic Achilles tendinopathy. And what is special about these participants is that they were not responding to any traditional type of therapy.
Okay. Yes.
So we put them on a rehabilitation program, they put them, and giving 5 grams of Tendo Forte per day for over 3 months to 6 months. So we did a crossover design. So in 3 months, we were able to recover 6 out of 10 participants who were taking Tendo Forte. And then we crossover design, we crossover, and then we were able to recover 3 more on collagen, on peptide. So they were able to return to running. But again, what is special about it is that these athletes were not responding to any therapy. But when we combined the use of Tendo Forte with the rehabilitation program, most of them were able to return to running. So that's how the concept started in Australia with the Australian Institute of Sport, after observing the success of the supplementation with Jared Talent.
And I was on the WADA, the World Anti-Doping website, the other day, and they actually talked about collagen being one of the only supplements that they believe has a future in drug-tested sport. Is that along the lines of the research you guys have been putting forward?
Oh, that's very interesting. Well, collagen is super safe.
Mm-hmm.
Super safe, safe intake. Actually, collagen has been in our diet and nutrition for a long time. But of course, it's gelatin and parts of animals and so on. However, what we observe, which is very interesting, people are now choosing for different diets. People are kind of avoiding meat or going vegetarian, vegan. Or when they eat meat, they choose the lean cut. So we are not eating the joint anymore of the skin of the animal. So our intake of collagen has been reducing dramatically.
Okay.
Yes. And so we are not getting much collagen in the diet. So the collagen supplementation is really useful in that sense, that it's not a nutrient source of protein that we are getting that frequently anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And hence you can see that people are getting more injured when they do sports. Actually, every athlete at some point will get injured either by an accident or through an overuse. And we need this basic collagen protein to make the renewal process and the bioactivity of the bioactive collagen peptide to stimulate that cell and use those amino acids from collagen. So it's very safe intake. It's part of the diet normally. And the only thing that we are doing is really hydrolyzing to a specific bioactive collagen peptide that will serve the purpose of your need. So if you have tendons and ligaments problems, Tendo Forte will be the best product, as other specific bioactive collagen peptides will be good for, let's say, a joint problem or any other problem that you have. Yes, of the connective tissue. The connective tissue is in the whole body. So the function of the bioactive collagen peptide is to stimulate the cell, the specific cells. And of course, in the body, they will then break down and also serve as the amino acid building blocks.
Yep.
So it's super safe. And what we do as well in terms of supplements, especially for Tendo Forte, because it is specific for sports nutrition, we go through the NSF accreditation. NSF is one of the, maybe the main lab in the world that does like supplements accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
So all the manufacturing process of Tendo Forte in our facilities in Germany mainly, they are audited by NSF. So we ensure all the quality controls that goes pre-putting the supplement in the market.
Nice.
Yeah, so we ensure that the ingredient, when it leaves our factory to you, is totally safe.
So for all those dietitians
according to the quality controls.
For all the dietitians and athletes out there too listening, we actually have taken the product and tested it with HASTA here in Australia as well. And we test on a batch by batch. So we don't release the product for sale until the batch has been proven that it tested for 200 plus banned substances, which is great because that's a dual testing on the way through. You couldn't ask for more if you're an athlete. So that's exciting.
Yes. And when we produce bioactive collagen peptides, of course, the main, it comes from a factory that produces food normally. We don't produce drugs or other supplements. It's food, it's gelatin, yep. It's collagen.
Yes.
And we just hydrolyze it further. So it comes from a food facility. Yes, it's not that we associated with a pharmaceutical company where the controls need to be a little bit more in-house, but it's a food controls.
Yep, perfect. Yeah,
so it's just like any other food, but specialized.
Perfect. You've also published some research in the Journal of Sports Science and Medicine in 2018 on reducing ankle yes. injury. I mean, obviously, yes. a lot of athletes I'm talking to, that's one of the ones they're really excited about. Do you want to tell us yes. a little bit what you found?
Absolutely. Tendoforte is substantiated by two main clinical trials. One is the yeah. Australian study that I mentioned to you, and the other one is the study done in Freiburg, the University of Freiburg in Germany. Mm-hmm. And in that study, we got like a good number of people. We had like 50 men and women with chronic ankle joint instability. And what we did, we gave the collagen peptide Tendoforte 5 grams per day for 6 months. And we applied all the validated questionnaires to see how they would improve in terms of the chronic ankle instability and reduce the sprains and ankle injuries. And what we have found is that, let's say, we had 50 people, 50 in the intervention with Tendoforte and 50 in the control. And on the Tendoforte intervention, 21 out of 25 participants were able to improve ankle stability compared to much less, 5 only in the control. We also looked into reduced ankle sprains, and we found that 24 out of 25, almost everybody, reduced ankle sprains compared to only 9 in the control. And in the overall reincidence of injuries, because what we have done as well, we followed up these participants 3 months afterwards, after stopping treatment. And 3 months later, they didn't have any reincidence of injuries, so they reduced the ankle injuries, and that we observed in 23 out of 25. So almost everybody were able to significantly improve the ankle stability for daily activities as well as sports using Tendoforte for 6 months. Was a very good result. So that was our second study that done more with daily activities and sports, 50 people, so we had a good number.
Yeah, that's great.
And it was very good.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So obviously a lot of contact yes. sports over here, people suffer with fingers.
Okay, yes, yeah. The ligaments, yes.
Yeah, you've done a bit of research in that area as well, or has that picked up other people's research here?
We've done a preclinical study on that, but what I can tell you about these contact injuries that we see in sports, like here in the UK, in Europe, and there in Australia, we have the culture of rugby, and we have many rugby teams using this product, yeah. actually, as a trial and error, mm-hmm. more of a kind of a key opinion leadership development that we do. And also because we want to see if these results that we find in the lab also reproduce in the field. So we have worked with now three rugby team in the UK and Ireland, and we see amazing results. And one of the main results that we see is that, I think that was a very good insight, is that the players are tackling more.
Tackling more.
Because they get the confidence, tackling more.
Wow.
Yeah, that was one of the measures, because they are very confident in their ability to not get injured, or they're feeling stronger, right?
Yeah, nice.
They're feeling confident that they can go without having the injuries or a reincidence of an injury. Yeah, in rugby, you know, after a season, the amount of it is just normal to have injuries. And we get very nice reports that actually players are getting less injured, or they are recovering very quickly for their season. But tackling more, for me, was more resonant, because means is ultimately what everybody wants in sports is increasing performance, increasing power, increasing strength and body confidence to perform. And that's what we see as well, because they feel protected against injuries. And that is very important.
That's amazing. We've just sponsored the Great Britain Rugby League team. They won't be getting any this year when they come down, just so you know. We do the Australian team as well. So let's talk about collagen in the body. So if I'm an athlete and I miss a day, should I panic?
I don't think you should. Okay. I think...
should I double scoop next time? What should I do? Like, this is the questions that will come over our desk.
I think definitely if you have to take it frequently. Mm-hmm. We usually use this analogy that it's just like the wheel of a bicycle. You pedal every day, the bicycle is going every time. And if you stop pedaling, the wheel will continue turning, but will turn slowly.
Yes.
So it's not that you kind of undermine the whole treatment. Just make sure you take it the day after. Compliance is a big issue, of course, in yep. any supplementation. Taking every day, you're going to get the maximum benefits. So the recommendation for Tendo Forte is 5 grams a day. But if you forgot one day, don't panic. Just take again, just take the next day and continue your intervention. But then if you start taking every other day, then of course, in the long term, your results can be compromised. But if you want fast results, usually what we recommend is take every day, 5 grams a day. If you have really an issue, pain, recovery from an injury, or if you are a big player, and that's what we do with the rugby players, we recommend 10 grams a day with double the dose, because when we do these studies, we are doing with people under normal weight. Yeah. They are around 65, 70, 75 kilograms. But if you're a big rugby player of 190 kilograms, then it's better that you take 10. So that's how we worked with the rugby teams in the UK. We doubled the daily dose.
Okay. Did you take that at once, so, or did you split doses? Case. Would you split dose, or would you take 10 gram at once?
We leave to the athlete. Yeah. I would recommend you can split doses, but it's always good to take that around the exercise routine. What we see in the studies is that the experts are giving collagen 1 hour, circa 1 hour before the exercise routine, because when you exercise, the tissue just starts to move and gets more receptive to the bioactive collagen peptide. But afterwards, the tissue has moved and is as well receptive. So either take it before exercise, ideally, or after. But if you want to split the dose, it would be good to do it when you like do 2 exercise routines a day. Some people do exercise twice a day.
Yeah, they do.
So it's always good to do it around exercise. And the day you don't train, just try to take around the same time. But as long as you take every day, the time is, of course, is if you can coincide with the exercise routine, great. If you can't, just take it anyway before bedtime, because during sleep is a good recovery time. Or put together with your breakfast, because you want to be active for the rest of that day. That's when you're starting your day. You're going to start walking around and doing things. So you're not training, but you're being physically active.
Perfect. So collagen is not affected by heat. You can put it in coffee easily enough if you want.
Yes, you can put in everything. And that's one of the biggest advantages of collagen as a food supplement. It goes with every food, dissolves easily. It's neutral taste, and you can add to everything. And that's very important as well for the compliance, because sometimes people just get bored of using it the same way and don't use anymore. Yes, so that gives you flexibility. You can mix with the yogurt, you can put in the coffee, you can put in any drink, and you won't notice. And we'll be there doing the benefit for you. So it's versatile, yes.
Is there any uptake advantages in taking it with coffee? Or because, I mean, this is the type of questions athletes are going to come back and ask. If I put in my coffee, am I going to absorb it better? Is there any benefits in taking it with a carbohydrate source? Is there any research around that?
We don't have much research around that. What we know is that the bioavailability, the absorption rate is very high. Eventually, you're going to end up absorbing everything. So what we know is that collagen has got a high bioavailability. So it's very well absorbed, up to almost 100%, like every other good quality protein. And the interactions with food and medication are actually very little.
Okay,
so
good.
Even if you take it with fiber, for example, we get the question often, can I take it with fiber? Because we know the fiber has got some anti-nutritional effects that might compromise the absorption of certain nutrients. And we don't think that applies to collagen. Okay. So you can combine collagen with everything. I think could be that the bioavailability is enhanced when you take it as part of a meal or even with other nutrients. Yes, could be interesting. But on its own, 100%. That's how we do in studies, by the way, most of the time. And all our studies with all the bioactive collagen peptides that we have given them in various ways. We have given them as part of a breakfast or with a meal or on its own, before exercise, after exercise, and we are able to see an endpoint benefit. So we believe that there is no rule. I think what is important is that you take the way you like it.
Absolutely.
The way it's going to work for you.
Yeah, compliance first. So we're getting deep into this podcast now. What age group would benefit most, or what we're going to get asked at the office is when should should people start taking Tenderfoot?
Greg, every age group can benefit from taking Tenderfoot, because if we think that collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? So 30% of the body protein is collagen. Mm. So it's quite a big amount. And let's start with a younger athlete. So the young athlete is training quite hard, is trying to build their athletic capacity. So the turnover, actually, of collagen in the body is very high. Actually, the latest science, which is very kind of interesting, very recent science, is showing us that actually the turnover of collagen in this kind of rich collagen tissues like tendons and ligaments can be as high as that of the working muscles. Wow. Yeah. So if the young athlete is taking Tenderfoot, for example, what Tenderfoot is doing is stimulating the metabolism of the connective tissue cells to produce more collagen at its optimal capacity. So what it is doing for these athletes is that it's mainly preventing overuse injuries, because overuse is nothing more than a higher breakdown of collagen, bigger than the synthesis. Yes, that in the long term, if the athlete is training a lot but recovering poorly or not optimizing their recovery, they can lead in the long term to overuse injuries, and that can seriously take a young athlete out of play.
Yeah, shorten careers and money earning capacity and the ability to train and get benefits. Exactly. What about, like, I'm 50 years old. What about my old ex-athlete mates? Why would they be taking it?
Well, for the older athletes, I think it's even more benefit because the older athlete is experiencing this turnover even more exacerbated, even higher, because one of the main effects of aging in the connective tissue, which is rich in collagen, is that the collagen synthesis is very much reduced with aging, and pretty much from the age you mentioned, like 50 years old. So what happens is this overuse can be even bigger, the risk of overuse injuries can be even bigger, and the athletes is aging, so the effort to maintain the collagen tissues intact, it's higher. The body's working harder at the same time that the person is training harder. So again, by taking Tenderfoot, it's really good to keep not only the metabolism of these cells, of the connective tissue cells, higher, but also the collagen is very rich in the amino acids glycine and proline, and collagen is mainly glycine and proline. 50% or 50 to 55% of the collagen in our bodies is proline and glycine. Yes. So by also giving these amino acids, so not only the cell stimulation effect of the bioactive collagen peptide, but also these amino acids as building blocks can help to keep these tissues healthy, so the athlete can perform for longer. Yeah,
that's excellent. That is excellent. Obviously, long distance endurance runners, 500k runners, 200k runners, even marathon runners would benefit from Tenderfoot.
Mainly, especially especially because they are turning over the tissue at a very high pace. Again, can be as high as that of the muscle. So if we take for example proteins that have a good profile of essential amino acids for the muscle tissue, think that the collagen is even higher proportion of collagen in the whole body. Yes, so it's good to take a source of protein like Tenderfoot that not only gives the amino acid building blocks but also is giving the cell effect, like the stimulatory cell effect, to produce more of this collagen and renew it. Yeah, so the athlete doesn't, it pretty much reduces the effect of aging in their bodies, because at that age, you know, it's not only performance but it's also appearance. Yes, the whole body. Yes, the whole body strength. And actually, we have seen some very interesting research as well, that there is some amino acid in sweat. And apparently, these are the amino acids that appear a lot in collagen, mainly glycine. So there is a loss even with sweat of the collagen amino acids. Yes, and we should replace those, of course. Also, not only the amino acids, but also with the message of that active peptide of the let's say, the active substance in Tenderfoot that is telling their cell, the tendons and ligaments, to use those amino acids for the purpose of recovering tendons and ligaments, which
incredible.
Is very important.
That is important.
Let's talk about women as well, very briefly, if I may.
You may.
Because women, particularly postmenopausal women, they are not only aging the skin, but that all that is the same cells as the cells in tendons and ligaments. So you will see that actually another thing that postmenopausal women suffer a lot with as well is kind of Achilles tendon problems, plantar fasciitis. Yes, so it's all related. So imagine it's a big thing for athletes, for example, runners. And we know that lots of older people take up running and endurance exercise a lot. And if you start having Achilles problems, plantar fasciitis can take you out of your hobby, out of your running goals for life. So for women, it's very important too.
That's a great piece of feedback there. Look, I've loved the chat you've done, the technical talk. Let's talk about the company a little bit. You've got a really good sustainability policy at Gelita. Do you want to share that with the listeners? Because I think it's important that people understand the ethos behind brands, not just the science.
Absolutely. Thanks for that opportunity, actually, because, you know, collagen comes from animal products, yes, and the consumption of animal products is surely at the heart of the sustainability debate these days. But we have a few points on this. First of all, while there is meat consumption in the world, there will be collagen. Mm-hmm. Yes, collagen is a co-product of the meat consumption. By providing collagen products, we are actually making meat consumption more sustainable, I'll tell you. That's because we are using a part of the animal that otherwise would go to waste.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah? I love seeing that repurposing. That's...
Yes. So people are mainly taking meat, taking leather out of the animal, and we are getting the collagen that otherwise would be wasted and bringing back in the food chain. So no animal is sacrificed primarily for its collagen content.
That's important.
Yeah. So the best that we can do is to bring this collagen safely into the food chain and mainly at its best nutritional value. So that's why we do bioactive collagen peptides for health. So we are taking the optimal effect of collagen. That's one point. Another thing is about the debate as well about the meat consumption. We follow all this debate. It has a high impact to us and importance to us as well. And the balanced opinion and the sustainability debate right now is that we should, yes, eat less meat, but that does not mean like cutting meat. Yes, that simply means to reduce to amounts that we need to keep a good, healthy, balanced diet. But most importantly, that we choose this meat from animals sourced through foods produced in a sustainable way. Yes. Yeah, with low emission of greenhouse gases in a resilient, sustainable environment. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but anyway, considering that there could be a future where potentially we are called to eat less meat, or there will be less meat available. What Gelita is really doing that's quite interesting is that we are investing in biotechnology. So we are right now working with some leading, very innovative partners in this area, so that in the near future we will be able to provide some non-animal collagen. And this is very simply produced by fermentation, like simple fermentation process. We can produce this collagen by fermentation and with the same benefits, or at least the same benefits of the current product. So we can even enhance the benefits of these products.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So that what we have been doing in this area. But of course, as currently, we have to take our responsibility as well. And we are members, we are sponsors of the German Animal Welfare Program.
Fantastic.
This is because, of course, we take collagen as a co-product. So we are not directly involved in the welfare of animals. But by sponsoring this program, we can support our suppliers of collagen to work on the welfare of the animals that eventually bring the collagen into our products. That's our sustainability view.
That's fantastic. And I believe people will really appreciate hearing that.
Good.
To everybody who's out there wondering why we're talking about 10 to 4, Body Science is launching the product in the Australian market in November. We're very much about athletes, and I think this is a wonderful product for athletic populations. I can't thank you enough for spending your time to talk with us from Gelita. Like, I really appreciate you coming in at stupid hours of the day so that we could share this podcast with everyone in Australia.
Thank you. My pleasure to talk to you.
If anyone's got any questions, send them in after this podcast, and the Gelita team are more than happy to help us answer them if they're highly technical and it's about your athletic population. bodyscience.com.au/podcast. Get on board. Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners in Fit, Happy and Healthy, ASN, Nutrition Warehouse, DY Discount Vitamins, Fat Burners Only, Evelyn Fay, Mr. Supplement, or find a retailer online at bodyscience.com.au/retailers.